This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, most people would realise what's occurred in the US in the last couple of weeks. The highest court in the land has overturned a decision that was made about 50 years ago called the Roe versus Wade decision, which basically now says that states do not have the right to be able to deliver abortion services. There's a bit of concern, of course, that might have a flow-on effect right across to a whole range of other policy areas, and in particular, marriage equality is one of those that concerns us, and also homosexual sex. To speak with us about that, we've got Ghassan Kasisi from Equality Australia. Good morning to you, Ghassan.
Good morning, Mac and Taz. How are you?
Very good, and very good to have you on the airwaves this morning. So are we right to be concerned that there is a tide in the US that might actually look to overturn some other hard force and won rights that we have? Marriage equality, the right to be able to have sex with who we want to.
That's correct. So I think the important thing about Roe versus Wade is to understand that Roe versus Wade sits alongside a line of other cases that are decided on similar grounds that protect people's liberty. And the court has previously found that to extend to the liberty to make a decision as to who you wish to marry. And that's the basis on which we had the Obergefell decision that dealt with marriage equality, but also the decision to have sex in private with those whom you wish. And that's the basis upon which they overturned bans on same-sex intimacy, like in the case of Lawrence v. Texas. So the concern here is that it's a push by the court to revisiting a long line of cases that have protected people's liberty. Now, the majority say that they see abortion as a separate issue because it raises particular moral issues that the other cases don't. But one judge in particular went further and said, actually, the whole line of cases that sit on this liberty protection should be overturned and looked at again.
So what does that mean? What does that mean in plain speak English?
I think what it means is that the court is currently, there's six judges who are very likely to reconsider decisions that we've fought very hard for that protect people's rights and freedoms, particularly around issues regarding sexuality and gender. So I think what that means is a number of things. One is we have to be politically engaged and ready to, if the court decides to overturn those decisions, to be prepared to fight for them back in parliaments across all of the states and territories, all of the states in America where currently marriage equality would have to be recognised, and repealing of criminalising provisions state by state. So it's a very significant threat, really, and the importance of, you know, building the movement back up to make sure that those rights that have been won can't be taken away.
Oh, it's so tiring, Ghassan. Here we go again. what does this mean for us here in Australia? Now, you've talked a bit about what's going to happen, potentially could happen overseas in the US. But what does this mean here for us? I mean, obviously, we're going to have to remain vigilant and ready and prepared to fight the good fight yet again. How dull and boring is that? But, you know, from your perspective, what does this mean?
So from a legal perspective, it doesn't have any impact in Australia. And in fact, the position that the court reaches is very similar to the position that we currently have, which is we rely on our parliaments to recognise our rights. And our highest court, the High Court, actually has very little to say about rights and freedoms because we don't have a Bill of Rights at a constitutional level. But socially, I think what it does is it emboldens the opponents of equality in the states And what happens and what has happened, particularly in Australia, is opponents of equality here have learnt the tactics that have worked in the States, and they pick up the fight in Australia using those same tactics. So I think the threat is broader in Australia on other things like access to gender-affirming healthcare, probably not marriage equality, because that's been put to a, you know, a postal survey of the nation, but other areas where we're vulnerable, where people currently can make decisions about their own healthcare, I think will be the next line of attack.
One of our listeners has thrown a question at you, Ghassan. They ask, can we see an influx of same-sex couples wishing to migrate to Australia from the US?
I think what might happen is you'll see an influx of people moving to states in the US where rights are protected and they have some more protection because of the makeup of their parliaments. So certainly for women who are wishing to seek abortions, the overturning of Roe versus Wade means that there's nothing to stop one of those states from passing laws that prohibit abortion. And so we're seeing that happen in a huge number of states, leaving only a few number of states within the United States where abortion can be accessed in a way that's not prohibitive. But of course, for women that don't live in those states, having to travel long distances to be able to access basic health care. And so I think we would possibly see that.
And one of our regular listeners, Mel, has commented, sent us a comment in saying that we can't take our rights for granted and we should never be complacent at all. That's a good segue into my next question to you, which is, what do you think that we should be doing, you know, in preparation, just in case we start to see this sort of conservative, you know, tide come here to the to our shores as well? What are your suggestions? What are your recommendations?
I think one thing that people can do is tap into advocacy organisations like Equality Australia and others that are currently working to ensure those rights are protected in law. So if people wish to sign up, for example, to our mailing list, they can go to equalityaustralia.org.au and then hear about ways that they can take action when we are fighting for laws that protect all of us equally. Short of that, one thing to bear in mind is we don't have the same protections in Australia as they used to have in America around that liberty protection in their constitution. So looking at really strengthening the human rights protections in Australia so that courts can intervene when parliaments go too far in restricting people's rights or taking them away. So we actually even more vulnerable than the United States are on that ground because we don't have a national charter of rights like you do in Victoria in particular, and working together to make sure that those rights are entrenched in law is really important.
Yes, Victoria is the progressive state. Its human rights charter has now been in place for about a decade, I think, if I recall correctly. And we are unique. Isn't it time that we actually started to advocate for a federal human rights charter or a bill of rights?
Well, absolutely. I think a good time than any to make sure that our human rights are recognised and fundamentally protected in our law. In Victoria, it's what's unique about that model and different to the United States is it's actually a law passed by Parliament. So it's much easier to actually achieve that kind of protection. And what it does is it guides future parliaments, when they make laws, to have to consider at least the impacts that they have on the human rights of people. But it also allows people to take a challenge to a law in a court and seek orders, at least that the court declares whether or not those laws impinge on rights, and it sends it back to Parliament to reconsider. It's what's called the dialogue model of human rights protection. We're a long way off having even a constitutional protection on rights, and you know, we have very few human rights actually protected in our federal constitution.
I recognise that, but we do have federal laws, and we also have the Federal Human Rights Commission. don't they have a role in protecting our rights and also ensuring that there is proper review of some of those laws and processes in place?
Yes, we do. And they have a reports function, so an ability to inquire and make reports. Those reports aren't binding, and we've seen even just this week a reshuffle in the Human Rights Commission, and the LGBTI policy officer has been made redundant. So when it comes to LGBTI rights, we actually have gaps in our federal laws that allow, for example, religious schools to discriminate against LGBT students and staff, and religious organisations have other very wide carve-outs in our laws. So we've got gaps in our laws, and our human rights institution, I don't think, is adequately resourced to look at all of those issues, and people have limited avenues to take up concerns about existing gaps or limitations in our laws, because the Human Rights Commission will only look at, you know, certain things under a certain series of laws, short of having more resources to look more broadly.
Ghassan, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for explaining all of that. Any of our listeners who wish to learn more about some of these issues, please go to the website of Equality Australia. Sign up. You can become a receiver of emails on a regular basis or newsletters. There's no charge associated with that, but I assume, like everybody else, you probably would welcome some donations as well, Ghassan.
It does help us keep our work, so that would be amazing. But people who, you know, if they're not able to do that, we'd love to have you come along anyway and sign up to our updates to find out how they can get involved.
Good on you, and thank you for the great work that you and Equality Australia team do in advocating for our human rights. Enjoy the rest of your day, Ghassan.
Thank you, and yourself.
That was Ghassan Kasisi from Equality Australia. Conversation about the implications of the recent developments in the US and what they may mean for us here.
A lot to worry about.
There is a lot to worry about, Macca. There is a lot to worry about. It makes me very anxious. And we've had a couple of messages from listeners, all of our usual friends and great suspects. Mel, great to hear from you. 317, great to hear from you as well, and are all reinforcing the sorts of points that were made by Ghassan.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.